afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to be featuring right now some music from Tommy Flanagan. That plus a whole lot more this afternoon, but I want to start off with an album that he recorded. It's called Sea Changes. We're going to start off with an original of his. It's called Beats Up. Now, Tommy Flanagan was born in 1930, raised in Detroit. He moved to New York City in 1956, where he quickly started to work regularly with J.J. Johnson, bassist Oscar Pettiford, Harry Sweets Edison, and Coleman Hawkins. In the summer of 1957, Tommy made a three-month tour of Sweden with a J.J. Johnson quintet that also featured the Belgian reedman Bobby Jasper, drummer Elvin Jones, and bassist Wilbur Little. Tommy Flanagan is an icon in the jazz world and is still performing to this date. This particular recording was released originally on the Alpha Jazz label, re-released on the Evidence label, and it features Lewis Nash on drums, Peter Washington on bass, and of course the great Tommy Flanagan on piano. Music from the one and only Earl Father Hines, and that recording was called Tosca's Dance, made in New York City, March 7th, 1964. Before that, we heard Tommy Flanagan starting off the show this afternoon with an original of his entitled Beats Up, Peter Washington on bass, and Lewis Nash is on drums. In Transition is sponsored by the After Eight Jazz Club, Ottawa's number one live jazz venue, located at 101 Spark Street. Well, here's some big band music from Woody Herman, taken from March 20th, 1986, recorded live at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco. We're going to listen to a composition of John Coltrane's entitled Central Park West, and taking a solo on this outing is Frank Tiberi on tenor sax.
Artistry of Frank Tiberi, saxophone.
That was music from Woody Herman and his big band. Lovely arrangement of John Coltrane's Central Park West. Right now I'd like to feature some music from a giant of the tenor sax who's still with us and still playing, Mr. Johnny Griffin. It's my pleasure to play some music from a 1993 release on the Antilles label, entitled Dance of Passion. We're going to listen to an original from Johnny entitled Make Up Your Mind. Now, this recording features Dave Bergeron on tuba, John Clark is on French horn, Steve Turi on trombone, Michael Weiss on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Kenny Washington is on drums.
Thank you. Improvise. Feed yourself some spontaneity and check out the After Eight Jazz Cafe, 101 Spark Street. The After Eight offers fine proportions of well-prepared treats to fill your ears and stomach. Visit the After Eight Jazz Cafe, the only club in Ottawa dedicated to consistently presenting live jazz with musicians playing 2 90-minute sets nightly. This elegant yet relaxed and intimate club has made jazz music its platform. In an otherwise jazz-staffed Ottawa, new and avid jazz fans alike have enjoyed the high-caliber music of Canadian and international jazz acts live at the After Eight. Step beyond your stereo. Hear and see jazz. Check out the After Eight Jazz Cafe, located at 101 Spark Street.
We just heard music from a 1964 recording of trombonist J.J. Johnson, and the song was called Gloria. Before that, Johnny Griffin, and a composition from an album that he recorded called Dance of Passion, that was Make Up Your Mind. My name is Randy McElligan, and you're listening to The Best in Jazz here in Ottawa, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. The name of the show is In Transition, coming to you on 89.1 on your FM dial. If you'd like an introduction into the music of Antonio Carlos Jobim, I cannot think of a better CD than Joe Henderson's 1995 release on the Verve label. It's called Double Rainbow, and it features 12 selections from the pen of Antonio Carlos Jobim. What I'm going to do is play for you a composition of his called Happy Madness, and this features Herbie Hancock on piano, Christian McBride is on bass, and Jack Dejanet is on drums.
Strong feeling about this thing.
journey continues as the Museum of Civilization and the National Arts Center present the sixth season of See and Hear the World. Take an incredible journey with 15 entrancing musical and dance performers from five continents. Burkina Faso, Hungary, Chile, and Hawaii are just a few of the destinations that you can explore through See and Hear the World. Tickets are available at the box offices of the Museum of Civilization and the NAC, or by calling Ticketmaster at 755-1111. For more information or a series brochure, call 776-7181. The journey continues with See and Hear the World.
We just heard music from Kenny Garrett, a musician inspired by the sounds of Wayne Shorter. That was from Kenny's album entitled Black Hope, and we heard the title track featuring Kenny on soprano sax, Kenny Kirkland was on piano, Donald Brown on synth, Charlie Moffat on bass, Don Elias on percussion, and Brian Blade was on drums. Before that, we heard music from Joe Henderson from his wonderful album entitled Double Rainbow and a song called Happy Madness. We're going to continue now with some music from Teddy Edwards. Still on the West Coast and still playing some fine, fine music. This is from a release of his on the Verve label from 1995. This album features Billy Higgins on drums and Christian McBride on bass. And we're going to listen to Teddy's version of Alfie.
Thank you. Thank you.
From the guitar of Grant Green, that was a... I just love that version of Round Midnight. It features Ben Tucker on bass, and we've got Dave Bailey on drums, and that was from a Blue Note recording from 1961. Right now, I'd like to feature some music from Lou Donaldson, and this one goes way back to 1960. Again, a Blue Note recording. Features Bill Hardman on trumpet, Horace Parlins on piano, Sam Jones, and... Lamon Jackson share the bass. Al Harwood is on drums. And we're going to listen to, we're going to listen to a composition of, I believe it's Lou Donaldson. It's called It's You or No One. Actually, no, this is a Stein, Julie Stein composition. And again, it's called It's You or No One. This is from the album Sunny Side Up, music from Lou Donaldson.
Thank you. Before. And you can hear it too on CHUO's program of popular music from the 1920s to the 1950s, the years of swing and big bands, great singers and great songwriters on Broadway, in Hollywood, and on the hit parade. Music from the golden years of popular song. CHUO, Sunday mornings at 11, for I've Heard That Song Before.
Improvise. Feed yourself some spontaneity and check out the After Eight Jazz Cafe, 101 Spark Street. The After Eight offers fine proportions of well-prepared treats to fill your ears and stomach. Visit the After Eight Jazz Cafe. the only club in Ottawa dedicated to consistently presenting live jazz with musicians playing two 90-minute sets nightly. This elegant yet relaxed and intimate club has made jazz music its platform. In an otherwise jazz-staffed Ottawa, new and avid jazz fans alike have enjoyed the high-caliber music of Canadian and international jazz acts live at the After Eight. Step beyond your stereo. Hear and see jazz. Check out the After Eight Jazz Cafe, located at 101 Spark Street.
Organist Barbara Dennerlein was just featured from her album That's Me, and we listened to a funky type number called Grandfather's Funk, featuring Ray Anderson on trombone. We also had Bob Berg on tenor sax, Mitch Watkins on guitar, and rounding out the group, Dennis Chambers was on drums. And before Barbara, we listened to Lou Donaldson from a recording from 1960, and it's called It's You or No One from his Blue Note recording, Sunny Side Up. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Charlie Bird put together a band called the Washington Guitar Quintet, and we're going to listen to this recording from 1992 on the Concord Jazz label. This is his version of Django Reinhardt's composition, Tears. August 25th, 1977. That was Buddy Tate with Abdullah Ibrahim on piano. Buddy Tate, of course, on tenor sax, Cecil McBee on bass, and Roy Brooks was on drums. That was a recording for the Chiaroscuro label, again, out of New York City. Before that, we heard music from the great guitarist Charlie Byrd from his album The Washington Guitar Quintet, released on the Concord Jazz label. Django Reinhardt's Tears was the featured selection. Well, this young man, Dave Douglas, has appeared twice at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival, and I'm sure he's made a lot of fans in the Ottawa area. What I'd like to do is play an album of his called In Our Lifetime on the New World label. This is a very special song because it was written by the late trumpet player Booker Little. It's called Moods in Free Time, and listen to what Dave Douglas does to this piece. It's just absolutely wonderful. His phrasing, his spontaneity, and the joy of playing this music really seeps out of Dave Douglas's horn.
Thank you.
guitarist Richard Ring from his album entitled Ring in Minor. Featured vocalist on that last composition we just heard, which was called Monk's Mood, was René Lee. Jean Lebrun was on flute, Tilden Webb with some beautiful piano, Dave Young on bass, and Wally Muhammad was on drums, released on the Just in Time label. 1995 or 1996, around that time period. You might want to pick this one up. It's a wonderful album. Again, Richard Ring on guitar. In Transition is sponsored by the After Eight Jazz Club, Ottawa's number one live jazz venue. They're located at 101 Spark Street. Here's music from sax man Jerome Richardson from his album Jazz Station Runaway. We're going to listen to the titled track. Now, this album is released on the TCB label. I believe they're out of Europe, out of Switzerland, if I'm not mistaken. So this one features George Mraz on bass, Russell Malone on guitar, and Lewis Nash is on drums. from the Village Vanguard in New York City. That was one of my favorite pianists of all times. That was Bill Evans and his trio from June of 1980, re-released on the Warner Brothers label. In fact, it's I believe it's a 6 or 7 box set, a CD box set, and it's called Turn Out the Stars. And this is from general highlights from that session over that period of time, and it's again released on the Warner Brothers label. Bill Evans and the trio, and that was the classic composition, and who better to play it but him, My Foolish Heart. Right now I'd like to feature a tribute from Bill Cosby to his son, Enos Cosby. This album has been released actually on the Verve label. It's called Hello Friend to Enos with Love. And it features an all-star band, including on trumpets, Philip Harper and Lester Bowie, on alto sax, Bobby Watson, Craig Handy's on tenor sax, Cedar Walton on piano, Peter Washington on bass, Billy Higgins on drums, and Steve Kroon is on percussion. And what I'd like to play for you is a great version of Senor Blues.
Thank you.
music from Muriel Proulx from an album called Infini Rendezvous on the Ars Musica label. That was also featured on that album was Guy Dubuc on piano. François Bourassa is featured on some of the other selections from this CD, and the song that we just heard actually was called Ambel. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. CHUO is the station at 89.1 on your FM dial, and I'll be here until 3 o'clock this afternoon when we finally switch over to some German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 p.m. Red Holloway has an album out on the Chiaroscuro label, and this one was recorded live somewhere in the Caribbean. Now, this is part of Chiaroscuro's ongoing series of live recordings from the Floating Jazz Festival. This one features Dwight Dickerson on piano, Richard Reed is on bass, Paul Humphrey on drums, and featured guest artist Harry Sweets Edison is on trumpet. We're going to listen to a composition written by Lowell Fulsom, and this one's called River's Invitation, Red Holloway on In Transition.
And we want to thank you, and we're going to continue on with River's Invitation.
That was
River
music.
Invitation.
That was music from Red Holloway, taken from a live recording somewhere in the Caribbean on a boat as part of the tour that they do every year. And what I'd like to do is I was going to play you an interview of Red Holloway's, but unfortunately I can't seem to find it here on the CD. It would have featured some of his comments about jazz and the world in general. Instead of that, I'll be playing some music now from Red Holloway and his version of Monk's Well, You Needn't.
Well, you needn't.
That was music from Red Holloway and his version of Monk's classic composition, Well, You Needn't. I'll be back next week with some more great jazz. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got some fine German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. My name is Randy McElligott. Have a great week. Bye for now.